In the meantime, don't we need a nice happy story? Yes, we do. Let's talk to Natasha Philpott, who's talking to us as a mum. Hello to you, Natasha.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. And is this a mum for the first time or?
Second time, actually.
Second time.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you. And this is a lovely story. So tell us about what happened.
Basically, we had little Paige 2 days ago now. So she arrived under different circumstances, I suppose, amid the coronavirus episode. So, yeah, it's all very different in here. There's no visitors or anything. My husband just had to kind of leave me at the door, my bags. So he's yet to meet her. So it's lovely in here, though. The staff were great and everything, and we're all kind of sticking together. And yeah, it's different. It's different from the first time, but
well, first of all, just to say congratulations, and congratulations to your husband, and welcome to baby Paige. So what happened? You had your bag ready, obviously, and you were waiting on the signs, and then there was let's go to Holles Street. And your husband dropped you at the door. So then what happened?
It's all changed with the visitor restrictions now and everything. So they can't actually have your partner or anything in with you until you're actually delivering the baby. And then they have to leave straight after. So, and then there's no visitors for the duration you're here. So it's very different this time around, but I suppose it's just the times we're living in at the moment, very unprecedented times.
Absolutely. And the baby being delivered, was there fewer people milling around you?
Oh yeah, like the hospital itself is so quiet. Even the wards and everything, we're all kind of looking at each other, because normally they're kind of hustle and bustle the whole time, and you know, you'd have a couple of people at each bed, you know, family members and stuff, but there's absolutely none of that now. It's literally just all the mums and the babies, and that's it. So yeah, big change.
And everybody's doing well, yourself and Paige?
Yeah, everyone is doing well. I think everyone is really stepping up, and yeah, everyone's doing great. So, and the staff are amazing.
And I believe you're using technology, to communicate, video chats and things like that.
Yes, we're all using the video call now. So it's nonstop. We're all listening to each other's conversations.
Well, at least you didn't call Paige Corona anyway. That's what was there a temptation?
It was definitely brought up. Yeah. It was brought up a few times.
No, we don't like Corona. We don't like it.
No. I
mean, Claire has just reminded me, because there was something in my mind about talking to your mum some time back, and about you and another arrival, Emily, was it?
Emily, my other little girl, she was born on New Year's Day at 27 seconds past midnight. So she was the first baby in Holles Street. So obviously it wasn't intentional at all, but I wasn't exactly checking the time. But it was a nice surprise and a nice story to tell her when she grows up and kind of understands a bit more.
Oh. Fantastic. Yeah, so I tell you something, you've got two children, two little girls with a story
yeah.
Each.
Yeah, it'd be something to tell their friends, I suppose. Well, hopefully, you know.
So what's the plan?
Well, the plan is now, you know, I'm in definitely for another maybe day or two, and then I just get collected from outside. Me and my husband won't be allowed to come in again, so they've organised, you know, for the porters to bring everyone's bags down and the car seats and all that kind of stuff. So you're kind of ready to just walk straight out the door. So they're just trying to, you know, stop as many people coming in as possible, I suppose, just reduce the risk as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, so many congratulations, and you feel fine, and I suppose you've got to be careful about picking up anything and all that sort of stuff.
That's it, yeah. So the next week or so, I'm sure, it'll be all good. All healthy anyway, so that's the main thing.
Great stuff, Natasha. And when all this is over, when all this is out of the way, there's going to be some heck of a party. There's going to be maybe a huge christening party or something like that.
I know, yeah. We're already planning on, there's family holidays and stuff being spoken about. But look, I suppose no one can plan anything at the moment. But yeah, we all have our ideas of big celebrations and stuff. So, hopefully not in the near future anyway.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Best of luck to you, Paige, and all the family there. Natasha, congratulations again. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Look after yourself.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that is Natasha Philpott there from Wicklow.